Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello there, this is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. You know, I'm always happy to bring all the wonderful messages and information on the angels and the archangels. And I hope you all enjoy Angels Are Near Us tonight. We're going to be talking about Archangel Michael, which makes me very happy. Tomorrow is Archangel Michael's feast day, September 29th, so... Excuse me, it's only one day ahead, but I already feel his presence around us. So I am inviting the angels and the archangels to be with us tonight to bring their loving guidance to all of us. We need their support and their blessings. And I thank the angels and Archangel Michael for being with us tonight and bringing their divine guidance through. Thank you, angels. So as I always say, it's important to give them our permission to be with us, because it's, you know, we have our own free will, and the angels do not interfere in our lives if we do not give them permission. So, before I start talking about Michael, I do want to tell you that I will be opening the lines like in 10-15 minutes, so you can all call in, and I would love if you could share maybe some angel stories, if you have some, or Archangel Michael stories, that would be great. I will be giving brief angel readings, so please do call in. Let me give you those numbers at BBS Radio Station 1. It's 1-888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, and 530-776-5185, if you want to just jot those numbers down right now. So let me start telling you about archangels. I'll give you just a brief overview. I think I've talked about this in the past, but for those who are listening for the first time, you know, the archangels are God's emissaries of divine light. And these powerful beings of light are considered the most important messengers in the celestial hierarchy. The archangels oversee our guardian angels. And the archangels and the angels are the most closest to mankind. So the archangels, they provide special support to us. You know, they have special specialties and divine attributes as faith and hope and power, protection, compassion, harmony. You know, they provide us so much peace and comfort and balance in our life. So when you have a health need, you usually see a doctor. But when you have a special health need, you usually seek out a specialist. So you can look at the archangels as your specialists, you know, assisting you with your needs. You can always ask for support to any of the archangels. But you can ask and work with a particular archangel who can help you in a specific need. You know, just ask and they will come to your aid. So archangels love to be called upon because serving you is to serve God. And archangels are strong and kind and loving. They're very egoless, like all the angels. So let me mention, there's seven archangels that are talked about in the book of Revelation. The Bible names four of the archangels, which is Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. And ancient Jewish texts mention 15 archangels. So some of their specialties, just so you have an idea, you know, Archangel Michael, who is the most powerful of the archangels, is his name means he who is like God. He's the archangel of protection, releases fear, and dispels negativity. Then we have Gabriel. Gabriel is a messenger of God. Then we have Raphael. Raphael is a healer, he who heals. He's in charge of healing emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And then we have Uriel. Uriel is, God is light. He fills us with wisdom. He illuminates us with new ideas. Then we have Raguel. Raguel is friend of God. And Raguel gives us harmony in all our relationships and heals misunderstandings. Then we have Chamuel. Chamuel, he who sees God. Chamuel helps with anxiety, brings peace. And Chamuel also helps us find lost objects and people as well. Then the seventh archangel is Jophiel. Jophiel is the beauty of God. She heals chaos. She brings order and beauty and joy into our lives and into our environments. So, you know, the whole purpose of the archangels is to support us and serve us in all areas of our life. Your guardian angel is with you, watching you all the time. We all have a guardian angel. But you can call upon the archangels at any time when you really need that extra help, that extra power to take action for an important endeavor in your life. Remember that you have free will again, and the angels will not interfere without your permission. Unless it's a something threatening, a life-threatening situation, they will assist immediately, of course. So let's look at and talk about Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, again, as I said, is the most powerful and ranks as the greatest of the archangels. In the Christian, in the Jewish, and the Islamic traditions, Archangel Michael, or Saint Michael, as they refer to him in the Old Testament, has been part of the Christian teaching since the earliest times. So Michael works to create a world of peace and harmony. He's also called the Prince of Light, the Great Prince, or one of the chief princes. And again, his name means who is like God. He's generally shown with a sword and sometimes wearing a golden armor. He's also the archangel of love and of the healing blue flame of protection. He has many roles, and of course, his main roles is protection and love and guardianship. And his key symbols are courage, strength, truth, integrity. Archangel Michael provides sympathy, patience, and motivation. So he's also seen as the heavenly warrior. He brings the light into darkness. He eliminates negativity, clearing and purifying with his sword any negativity from our hearts, our ego minds, giving us the power to live in balance. You can ask Michael to help others also, always asking for that person's highest good. So, Archangel Michael helps us in so many ways. I mean, we all love Michael. I mean, all that we've known Michael. He's a very special archangel. And I think we love him profoundly for all the help that he supports us and gives us. He has these wonderful legions of light. He has a band of mercy and angels of mercy that help him. And, you know, he has been dedicated, what can I say, thousands, thousands, thousands of years to the perfection of the souls, to our protection, taking care of us, teaching the holy will of God. And just helping us understand that each one of us has an original blueprint in our life, that we have a divine plan. So delicate and so present is the love of God for us that God makes divine love known to us in a personal way through his angels and archangels. So we are blessed, and we have great joy in celebrating the presence of Archangel Michael among us. Archangel Michael also represents the blue ray. The blue ray, if you listen to the program 2 weeks ago, Mark Dodish was giving an explanation of the seven rays. But one of the first rays is blue color. And that blue color and that first ray is represented by Archangel Michael. And the ray one represents the will of God, the oneness, the unity. And the color of the first ray is blue, So when you meditate on that blue color, that, you know, we usually see Michael surrounded with a blue light, or his sword has a blue light. When you saturate your mind with the blue color, you'll always find that that color is like a light bulb that attracts angels of light, and that attracts Archangel Michael, because blue is the color of protection and of leadership. Those who follow Archangel Michael have a purpose and a sense of direction. So they know where they're going, and whoever they lead, they can feel that leadership quality. So again, you know, we see that Michael is a leader. He has wonderful qualities. He helps us conduct our souls toward the divine. And the legions of Archangel Michael and his angels are centered in the fifth chakra, I'm sorry, which is the throat. So, you know, without the power of the spoken word, there is no energy activation, nor there is leadership. So in the sound of the divine voice that conducts us, there is this power within us. So I'm referring to this because when we speak our word in integrity and in honesty, as Michael teaches us to do, that's how we can conduct a life of integrity, of harmony, of balance, and of peace. And let me tell you that the day that we feel the most power of Michael and of the blue ray is on Tuesday. And I just need to say that tomorrow is Tuesday. And I say that with joy because tomorrow is September 29th. It's Tuesday, and it's Michael's feast day. So I think it would be wonderful that tomorrow most of you could just, you know, practice a little meditation with Michael, remembering that the presence of God is in Michael, and that's why Michael works fervently to serve us and support us in all our needs. I am going to do a little bit of a meditation with you, maybe just a little circle of protection, it's called, but I'll do it a little bit later, maybe after when our callers call in, we can do it together. But I do want to mention something that Edgar Cayce described Michael as: the Lord or guard of the change that comes in every soul that seeks the way. So I love how when we look for Michael, when we ask for Michael's divine support and help, he is also a teacher. So he teaches us so many things. He has a wonderful, his mighty sword teaches us to cut through challenges that we have, and challenges that prevent us from embracing God's love and truth and wisdom in our lives. So maybe you have experienced Michael's presence in your life with the blue flaming sword in meditations or in dreams, even in prayers. You can always invoke Michael and his sword to assist you to cut, you know, those energies that bind us in any way. Michael helps cut through the confusion to align us to God's infinite mind and consciousness. My teacher and mentor, Janie Howard Feldman, she says that he has told us to use a decree, which is very powerful, and I'll say it right now. He'll assist you whenever you have a feeling where the energy is not very balanced around you, that there's not a lot of harmony, you know, a discordant energy. So if you have that sensing in some way at any time, you can use this decree. And I have used it several times, you know, when I feel uneasy or discontent in some kind of situation or just tired. You can just, you know, sit down and repeat this. So I'm going to repeat it slowly just so you could hear it. Usually we say it in three times because it's the energy of the spirit three times. So this is what you repeat. You say, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend. Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. So you can always repeat this decree, and this will be on my blog in a few days. I'm finishing putting things on my blog, so you can find it there at angelsarenearus.com, and then go to Queen of Angels blog. And I'm going to write these decrees for Michael, which are really, really important. And again, just, you know, when you say a decree, you know, you also visualize Archangel Michael, his light entering into your body, you know, just from your head straight down to your toes. And you just say, you know, Michael's light is in me. Michael's light is in me. Anytime, but you don't have time to say the decree, just say, Michael's light is in me. And you say it three times. Michael's light is in me. Michael's light is in me. Michael's light is in me. And that light immediately defends you from anything that's attacking you, any negativity in your energy field. And, you know, Michael's light doesn't stop there. Janie has told us, you know, it expands and it expands and it pushes the negativity totally out of the environment. So Michael just commands and it is gone. So you can be in peace, you know, and assured that you and Michael are one. So remember that when you call upon Michael, you're aligning yourself to God's infinite power. And there's no power greater than God's. Okay, my dear angel friend, so let me give you that number again so you could start calling in. 1-888-815-9756 or 530-776-5185 and 530-327-7602. So we're taking like a minute and a half break, and we will return in a moment. Thank you.
This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
In our Constitution, the Founding Fathers laid a path to an economy that should have kept Americans free and prosperous. How we the people were tricked off that path into a world of debt and deception reads like one of the great mystery novels of all time. American Free Press compares author Ellen Brown's new book, Web of Debt, to an eye-opening thriller that will leave you feeling like Neo in the Matrix. In Web of Debt, the mysterious and often shocking origins of today's ultimate financial crisis are exposed, starting with its distant beginnings to its present disastrous climax, as the reader is shown that the way to restore America's true wealth has been with us all along. Please visit Ellen Brown's website, webofdebt.com, to see how America's money and future can become by and for the people once again.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact the world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you.
BBSRadio.com, removing fear through communication. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at CDBaby.com.
Don't miss the book, Corporatism, which has been featured on the Alex Jones Show and which covers everything about the real force of social control called the New World Order. This group exists. It controls all the governments of the world and it hides within international organizations like the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and others, all of which are not loyal to any one country, but are devoted to controlling and merging all of them through war and economics. Find out how they control the world through false flag terrorism, inflation economics, the business cycle, and through food contamination, war, vaccinations, television, and public education. You can find this book at Amazon.com or at AntimatterRadio.com.
Okay, everyone. Hello. We're back on Angels Are Near Us, and this is Linda Torres, your host. I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
My name is Blake.
Hi, Blake. How are you doing?
After listening to you, I'm better. Before listening to you, I was kind of in a negative, dark place. But after hearing you talk about Michael's light, I've got a little bit more light shed on like what I've been going through.
Oh, I'm so glad. Let me see what the angels are saying. I'm glad you feel better. I don't feel glad that you were going through whatever you were going through.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, definitely Archangel Michael is shedding a lot of light on you right now.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Did you hear the decree I just said a little while ago?
Michael's light, descend.
Yes.
Descend.
I would love you to repeat that. You did write
again?
It down.
I wrote it down.
He wants you to repeat that, if you can, every day and every night. And remember, saying it three times is really important. And definitely he will just like be with you. It seems like, you know, you're picking up some negative entities, and he wants you to be gentle at this time with yourself. Just, you know, be very gentle with yourself, have compassion for you, and surround yourself with gentle people in situations, environments that are going to help you and support you. You know, again, and just repeating, Michael Light, please descend, Michael Light, defend. And as you say that, you know, the light is expanding around you. And every time you say it louder. Do you understand? Like, if you say, Michael Light, expand. The second time you see it, you just pick up your voice. Michael's light, expand. And Michael's light, command. So you start, do you want to say it right now? Repeat it after me, because you'll feel the power within you.
Okay.
If you say right now, say, Michael's light, command.
Michael's light, command.
Say it again louder.
Michael's light, command.
And higher now.
Michael's light, command.
Did you feel a difference?
I can feel a difference, and my head was, it was interesting, because when I first said it, you know, my head was down just from listening, and then each time that I said it, it's like my sternum went up, my posture went up, my head went up a little. I could just feel like the energy, just
the
listening
energy.
Up a little bit more.
Absolutely. It goes through your whole body, spiritually and physically, and that's what you need right now. You know, there is some divine order coming to you. So don't think that this chaos is forever. You know, you are aligning to God's power, and that is very important for you right now. Are you doing any kind of special work?
No, but I was looking online, searching for something. I've been chanting with my friends. I go to church. But at the same time, I have my own just spiritual, you know, stuff that I do for myself. But I'm not doing any spiritual work, but I was, you know, looking for something. But I know that angels and spirits have been calling on me, I listen to them. But then there are some times when I get scared, and not of the angels, but I get scared of myself or of my, I don't want to call them powers, but I get afraid of something, and I act out on myself or on people basically that I love, like my family and my close friends, and it hurts them, and it's not until I hear, like, things like what you just said that, like, remind me, like, that that's not really the way that I'm supposed to do, but I make these mistakes, and
we all do.
I don't want to lose my family or lose the people that are close to me because mm-hmm. I keep, you know, acting out and pushing them away because I'm afraid of what I'm going through and myself.
Well, again, Michael is saying, do you use crystals? Do you have any kind of crystals?
I don't have crystals.
Do you have, like, maybe just a small stone, an amethyst or a topaz? Any kind of blue crystal?
No.
That
all
you
I
could
have is
acquire? Maybe a small, there's angel light. But I think if you would just find a small amethyst, they're not too expensive. Just a small one that you could hold, even in your, put in your pocket.
Okay.
So whenever you feel that density around you, just hold on to your stone. And you can even, you know, put it under your pillow at night so you could sleep, you know, much more better. Also, they're saying, rose quartz. Rose quartz is unconditional love. So if you could get a rose quartz, that would be great, a crystal.
Oh, it's a crystal. Okay.
It's a crystal. And so, yeah, look into crystals and see what you feel, because usually when you look at crystals, the crystal will just pop up and you'll feel that that's the one for you. And they're talking about a lot of crystals here. You need something to help you release all this negativity around you. And, you know, we pick it up in our environment, you know, it's everybody, it happens to everybody. But Michael says that he will be ready to help you purify any kind of aspect, negative aspect, he says. Also, during the time of the full moon, you know, when you notice a full moon, it's really great, like, to do a clearing with a meditation and just surrounding yourself in Michael's light. You know, you visualize this brilliant white light around you or your loved ones, and you ask Michael for protection. And just, you know, sit down, meditate a little bit, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and visualize yourself in that white light. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope that things do get better for you. They will, because Michael is really, really there for you. And any other questions that you have, if you have any doubts, you can always go to my website, and I'm trying to post more, you know, more things about Michael on my blog. So if you go to angelsarenearus.com, you can find more information there.
Angelsarenearus.com. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. So, I guess everyone can see how, you know, things in our life can sometimes upset us, and how we can affect other people as well. But, you know, calling on our Archangel Michael is really, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience if you do this. You know, when you start attracting the Archangels and the angels into your life, I mean, your life completely changes. It really does. Another thing that I wanted to mention was through prayer and the emotions of our heart, we create a sort of magnetism, you know, to pull in this flow of light. So that means that it's impossible for the angels to ignore the sincere human request, and they will assist us. You know, being able to call forth the angels through our heart is one of the rare gifts of humanity. This communication isn't possible on all planets. It requires an emotional body, which we have. And the angels of light have as their mandate, with the course of events is designed by mankind, they just want to serve us, but they cannot offer assistance without us calling them. So that's why I always say, you know, it's very important for us to give them permission to be in our life, so they can protect us against everything that we need, all negativity around us. You know, everything that's going on in this changing world of ours. It's very important to have our angels close to us. So again, let me give out that number, toll free, 815-9756 worldwide on BBS Radio. And the other number is 530-776-5185 and 530-327-7602. I'll give out my website again, angelsarenearus.com, if you want to read anything on my angel blog. You can always email me with questions at angelsarenearus@verizon.net. Also, if you want, you know, private angel reading, you can also call me at 503-807-0896, maybe for those who are closest to the Northwest. So, we've been talking about angels and archangels. And although, you know, there's a lot of books on angels and names of angels, but I think you'll always find yourself forming a close relationship, maybe with just a few angels. You know, I love Archangel Michael, and I know that a lot of people love Archangel Michael. But, you know, a lot of people have had a lot of connection with Raphael, which is a great healer. Others with Uriel. So, you know, you will learn to recognize the vibration of the archangels once you start talking them, meditating with them. Sometimes they can be felt just as a slight breath of air around you. It's really, really very empowering. So we were talking about prayer. I have a really nice prayer here for abundant blessings in general. And let me see if I could find that, because I had it right here for you all. Yes, it's called the Prayer for Abundant Blessings. And you can repeat this prayer at any time as well. And I'm going to have this done on my blog soon. So you can say right here and right now, I recognize the presence of Archangel Michael and the power of God. For the good is God, where nothing misses, nothing is broken, everything is possible with God. I gratefully open my mind and my heart to be in alignment with this divine presence. And I believe every good and perfect thing comes to me, and everyone I contact is blessed. I believe, and I speak this word with faith, with confidence, and acceptance. I am grateful for the good of God and the angels and the archangels flowing into my life here and now. And I give thanks. Amen. So that's a nice prayer for abundant blessings. Again, you know, through prayers, we create that magnetism to pull in the flow of light. So the angels will always, always listen to us. Let me see what else I have. I have another little decree of Michael that you can call upon Archangel Michael. And this is also one that that our dear Janie Feldman gave to us. Janie Feldman was on like 2 months ago, and she was visiting us here in Oregon. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful teacher, and she's my teacher and mentor and friend. If you ever want to visit her website, it's earthangel4peace.com. It's earthangel4peace.com. So you can call upon Archangel Michael when you're traveling, in your car or flying or wherever you're going. Or you can use this decree before you head off to work in the morning or before you start, you know, driving back home. So this is Lord Michael before me, Lord Michael behind, Lord Michael to the right, Lord Michael to the left. Lord Michael above. And Lord Michael below. Lord Michael, wherever I go. I am one with Lord Michael's protection now. So that is a wonderful, wonderful decree. Let's say that again so we could feel the presence of Michael. Lord Michael before me, Lord Michael behind, Lord Michael to the right, Lord Michael to the left, Lord Michael above, Lord Michael below, Lord Michael, wherever I go, I am one with Michael's protection now. So that's a wonderful decree that you just declare, and you attract Michael immediately. Don't ever think that Michael is doing more important things, or you think that you're taking him away from people who really need his help more than you, because there is no time and space within the realms of the angels. And that's the way Archangel Michael operates. He can be with everyone instantly. Again, you know, he's a wonderful teacher. And everyone can call upon Archangel Michael. And his energy will be with you instantly. So, again, let me give you those numbers. Call in so you can get your angel reading. 1-888-815-9756 or 530-776-5185 or 530-327-7602. So going back to the archangels, I guess we could do a little meditation. I just wanted to wait if somebody called in. But we still have a few minutes, so let me talk more about the archangels. You know that the archangels are also in connection with our astrological sign and the elements. So I can tell you, let me see, Archangel Michael, who is the Archangel of Love and Protection, is connected to the signs of Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And that's because of the element of fire. Remember that we are all connected with all the archangels, but with some we are more connected with them with others, because we just feel that specialty that really envelops us. So, or that we need at different times. Again, Michael's specialty is love and protection. He releases fear. He dispels negativity. And most powerful of the archangels. Now his stones, because we were talking about crystals just a little while ago, so let me tell you about the stones. For Michael, you can use blue topaz, garnet, sapphire, amethyst. Smoky quartz also is a very good crystal for making your environment much more positive, the smoky quartz, and gold. Now, Gabriel, who is the archangel messenger, he connects with Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces because of the element of water. So he provides hope. He comes and gives confidence, helps with our creativity, helps with children, supports writers. Gabriel is definitely the protector of children. And the stone for Gabriel would be citrine or carnelian, kyanite, yellow topaz, gold as well. And then we have Raphael. Raphael is the archangel of healing. He's a wonderful healer. I love Raphael. Whenever I have a headache, he takes it away. So Raphael is connected with Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius because of the element air. Raphael, again, is a healer, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You can also, you know, always call on all the on the archangels to help other people. You can always do that, always asking for their highest good. So Raphael's stone is emerald, green tourmaline, green calcite, malachite. Any green stone that you can find is a wonderful healing stone in green. So the other archangel is Uriel, and he's the archangel of light, and he's connected with Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And the element is earth. So Uriel's specialty is he fills us with so much wisdom, philosophy. He gives us new ideas, also opens up our creativity. Whenever you don't understand a situation, call upon Uriel because he fills you with so much understanding of what the intentions of other people are. The stone for Uriel is tiger's eye, amber, fluorite, citrine, gold as well. Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, the three of them work with gold because gold is like an all-purpose healer. It stabilizes and it balances, it purifies. So those are the connections with the astrological signs and the elements with the archangels. Again, the number to call is 1-888-815-9756 worldwide on BBS Radio. The other number is 530-776-5185 and 530-327-7602. If you're ever interested in an angel reading, you can contact me at angelsarenearus@verizon.net. You can visit my website at angelsarenearus.com, and I have an angel blog there that you can also get a lot of information on the angels and archangels. So going back to the archangels, you know, again, as I said, they have many functions, but one of their main functions is to assist us to achieve our goals and support our needs. They can be called upon at any time. They like to serve us because serving us, they serve God. You can call them at any time. You know, there's times that being out in nature, I just call upon the archangels to be with me. I usually call Archangel Michael if I'm not feeling well or I'm in fear. And just taking a walk and feeling that presence of Archangel Michael, once you call upon Archangel Michael, it seems like he's there immediately, you know, just walking by your side. And it's really, really nice. You know, once you do start calling on the archangels, it's pleasant to do it when you're calm, you know, in a peaceful setting, and where you feel safe. And not because the archangels need a special setting, it's because you need it. You need to get to know them more, and you need to feel their presence. It's very hard to feel their presence when you're in a crowded place or in a very noisy place. So there are times that we can invoke all the archangels, or there are times where you just need one archangel. And if you go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, I have you know, the different archangels who you could call upon. So looking at them as your specialist, and they can assist you with special needs. And usually when I do give it archangel readings, usually the archangel that comes out is the one that is working with you at that specific time and that you need at that time. So it's really empowering to know, you know, what archangel you need at the time and who's working with you and who's helping you. So, you know, different ways. There's different, so many ways to connect with the angels and with the archangels. Like, you know, as I said, walking in nature, just calling upon them, You can initiate a conversation with them. You can talk to them silently, out loud. You can do it in your car. You know, all these team of angels are connected to us. And it's like, you know, talking on the cell phone and you have 3 minutes with your angels. You can visualize them. Visualize what is it that you desire, and you ask the angels for that through prayer. Again, prayer again is powerful. It's very, very powerful that it's an act that enables you to experience that sacred communication with the angels and with God. And it affirms your connection to the divine. You know, sometimes just imagine the angels as extensions of God. And they will bring more light within you. So they never judge us. They never shame us. They see the divine in each of us, and they're always compassionate, and they mirror love to us. Their only purpose, again, is to serve us and to support us in our life mission. You can also write to your angels, you know, writing a letter, just writing a note with any question. And then, you know, you can write the note and just wait for a few minutes and just try to hear the responses, or write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Just pay attention to the quality of the responses, because I do want to clarify that, you know, angels' messages are always loving, are always, they just feel true. You know, it's they're encouraging. They never cause alarm or they never judge anyone. They might ask you to change maybe a present course of action, but they will always tell you not to worry about anything. Their messages are always filled with love. There's no fear and negativity with angel messages. So, you know, just interacting with the angels always brings that calmness and that peacefulness that that envelops you. So just trying to listen to your angels. You can write it down and read it later. You know, the guidance is there sometimes. You recognize the answers that are filled with love and compassion, and that is the guidance when it feels true and loving and real. Another thing is being grateful. You know, having that attitude of gratitude is very important. Being grateful is part of knowing that your angels will support you. You know, you thank the angels for hearing your petition, and then you know that your request will be answered. You just, you know, let it go. You let the angels do the work. You let God work on it, and you just forget about the petition. You can't just sit there and worry. Oh, I asked for this, and I haven't gotten it. I requested that. You know, God has its own time. The divine works in different ways, in mysterious ways, and in special ways. And we just have to learn to receive it at the appropriate time when we need it. I was talking about stones a little while ago, which is very important, but I also want to mention again the essential oils. You can, you know, ask your angels to do clearing work with different essential oils. I always love to use, you know, the rose oil. I've talked about the really high frequency of the rose oil. There's also there's a flower essence that Janie has talked about, referring to the support of Archangel Michael. And that is called the golden armor. So I know that she's talked about Michael radiating energies of God's protection through this flower essence. And she shared with us the information, which you can order a bottle of this golden armor, which is charged with Michael's protection. It has several, you know, essences. I think it has like elderberry and goldenrod and marigold, and it has different essences that is connected to Michael's energy and protection. So let me give you that website. You can order the golden armor, which is Michael's essence. It's www.greenhopeessences.com. So that's Green Hope. I'll spell that G-R-E-E-N-H-O-P-E. ESSENCES.com. That's greenhopeessences.com. Well, I think they have a phone number too. Let me see. Yeah. 603-469-3662. That's greenhopeessences.com. And it's wonderful because you will get the support of Archangel Michael immediately. And you can take these drops every day. You can take them. It just reminds us that Michael is with us every day. So you will feel the that electromagnetic protection of Michael. So let me see. We still have a little bit of time. I think I'm going to do a little bit of meditation because I haven't anybody called in. I'll give the number again, 1-888-815-9756. We're on BBS radio station 1, angelsarenearus.com. Let me tell you also that in a few weeks we're going to have a wonderful guest. Her name is Bev Martin. She's a spiritual teacher. She's a wonderful intuitive. She's from South Africa. And I'm just going to enjoy so much when she's on the show. She'll talk about all her wonderful experiences in South Africa, everything that she's learned, and she's a wonderful, wonderful spiritual teacher. She'll be talking a lot about intuition and their loved ones and all wonderful things about the divine and the celestial beings. Okay, so let's do a little meditation. So who is ever out there? We can start doing this. Let me see. Why don't we just take a deep breath? And remember, you can always do this in 2 minutes, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes. I'm just going to give you a brief little walk through this small meditation of Archangels. So as you breathe in, you breathe out, you feel the calm and the peacefulness. Close your eyes. And imagine yourself in this beautiful field of sunflowers. And the sunflowers remind us to look towards the light of God. So feel yourself in this beautiful, or see yourself in this beautiful white light. It's a sphere of white light. It surrounds all your body. And you feel safe and protected in this healing light. On your left side, you feel the presence of Archangel Gabriel. And Gabriel is filling you with confidence and with trust. In front of you, you see Archangel Uriel. And Uriel fills you with vision, with light, with knowledge. Remember that you can always ask Uriel for any understanding that you need. And then in the back of you, you feel Archangel Raphael. You feel the healing energies and his wonderful emerald green light. It showers you with warmth and healing. And then on your right side, you feel or you see the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael approached you, and you see the blue, beautiful energy light. It's a bluish purple light of Michael, which completely is now enfolding you. This energy and this light releases any dark energies or any negative thought forms that you may have picked up or attracted during fearful moments. You feel your energy and vitality increase while Archangel Michael cuts away with his heavenly sword any etheric cords attached to people or places where you had experienced fear or any high stress or trauma. You are being cleansed and healed. and harmonized with Michael's energy. You then see Archangel Michael working with you, and he's asking you permission to clear you, and you gratefully agree. Michael works with his band of mercy. He takes away all darkness from all your body and from your chakras. You allow all this darkness from this life or past, to leave you now. And you give thanks to Michael for his love and support. You give thanks to these beautiful angels and archangels that are around you. Remember that you can always be in the presence of these angels. As soon as you call them, they can be at your side. So you say, thank you, angels. And you can open your eyes and come back. And, you know, we did this very quickly. But you can always surround yourself in this beautiful sphere of light. Remember, it's a white light of protection. Invoking the archangels expands your aura and raises your vibration. It's another way to raise vibration, by just surrounding yourself with that beautiful white light, which is a protection. So, again, I just want to remind you to call upon the Archangel Michael. You know that he fills us with awareness. He gives us assurance, support, love, security. And all this wonderful peace and love and security, God gives it to us through Archangel Michael, who's a protector angel. So I just want to remind all of you that, you know, invoking the archangels, invoking any of the archangels, they will always come to your side and help you. Again, I want to remind you also that, you know, repeating the decrees is helpful. Also, saying affirmations was also on my website. Just, you know, repeating powerful affirmations. Remember that you bring yourself back to that God center. You bring yourself back to God's love. And that is something that we all need at this time. So I really want to thank you for listening. I hope you will be with us in our next program, which will be two more weeks on Monday. And I will update you on our new guests. Again, you can visit my website at angelsarenearus.com. You can always email me at angelsarenearus@verizon.net. So thank you all for listening. May God bless you all until next time, and may the angels protect you. Thanks. Good night.